Bible Study and Prayer Part of Super Bowl Prep for Chiefs and Eagles. By Breitbart News on February 8, 2025. AFP, it is not uncommon to hear NFL players give all glory to God in their post-game television interviews before commenting on a touchdown pass, but when it comes to Sunday's Super Bowl, the Christian commitments of both teams are anything but casual. We pray before every game as a team together. There's Bible studies on Fridays, chapel and mass before the game Saturday evening. And coach, Andy Reid, leads in our Father prayer after every game, Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker told AFP. So there's definitely a big Christian feel, and I think that starts with our owners as well, Clark and Tavia Hunt. To non-Americans, it can be surprising to hear top stars talking so willingly about religion, something rare among international footballers. Although several players, including those from South American and Islamic countries, may make religious gestures, it is rare to hear players in the Champions League or Premier League talk the way NFL players do about their religious beliefs. Both the starting quarterbacks in Sunday's game have spoken during this week's Super Bowl build-up about their Christian commitment. My strength comes from God. I know my points of faith. I know what my foundation is with my faith, said Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes has talked frequently of his beliefs and their place in his daily life. It is important to me every single day. It's not about football, it's just about giving glory to God for being able to live my life, have a beautiful family and be able to have impact on others, the three-time Super Bowl winner said. I'm going to use that platform, win or lose, to give glory back to Him, to hopefully bring others closer to Him so that they can have the same love for life that I had because of that, he said. Both the Chiefs and the Eagles have team chaplains to help players with spiritual matters, something which is not unusual in the NFL. While most of the religious talk from players focuses on faith helping them deal with the challenges they face in sport and life, there has been some controversy, however, when talk turns to social issues. Criticism. Butker faced criticism after a commencement speech he delivered last year at Benedictine College, a private Catholic college in Atchison, Kansas. In the speech, Butker said many of the women present at the ceremony would be most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world, and he was also under fire for touching upon abortion and disorder in society. The NFL distanced themselves from Butker's comments, saying his words were in a personal capacity and his views are not those of the NFL as an organization. But Butker says he has no regrets about what he said. Obviously, I said things that some people in this country don't want to hear, but I've given many speeches before that, said similar things. So I think the odd thing was that why did this speech to a couple hundred students at a small Catholic college in Kansas, why was that the one that went viral? He said this week. Butker says he has been pleased to see teams such as the national college champion Ohio State University be vocal in expressing their faith and says he has noted a recent rise in such behavior. Maybe it was post-COVID, people were just wanting to lean on Jesus in a time of anxiety and pressure, he said. But it's great to see, thinking of Ohio State, their whole team. I think it's great that God is using a lot of people with their platforms to speak about Him.